Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Baba Basra, Daf Kuf Samach Dal. Today's Daf Yomi is Baba Basra 164. And the Gemara tells a story on today's Daf Yomi with respect to Rebbe and a Get Mekusher. We know that a Get Mekusher, which is the subject of our chapter, is a document where it is folded over. And so as a result of it being folded over, the date of the document is written inside the folds of the document. So the Gemara tells us the story. Hahu Mekusher, there was this Get Mekusher, to Aslakame de Rebbe. It came to Rebbe's attention, and Rebbe said, Ein Zman Bezeh. Rebbe said, there's no date on this document because the date was not visible because it was a Get Mekusher. So Rebbe's son said to him, Shema Bank Sharav Muva, maybe this is actually a Get Mekusher, and so therefore it is written inside the folds of the document. And indeed, that is what the case was. Palye, they removed the folds, they unfolded it, V'chazya, and they saw that there was a date. So Hadar Chaza Be Rebbe Babishus. So after that happened, Rebbe looked at Rebbe Shimon, his son, and his expression was one of anger, because he thought that Rebbe Shimon himself had written the contract in this manner as a Get Mekusher. And Rebbe had thought, and this is the way the Rashbam explains it, Rebbe thought that it's not proper to write a document like a Get Mekusher because people will make mistakes because it was complicated. And indeed, it's not the practice today to do our documents as a Get Mekusher. So Rebbe's son, Rebbe Shimon, responded to Rebbe, don't be upset at me. Lav ana kasavte. I'm not the one who wrote it. Rebbe Yehuda Chayate Kasve. Rebbe Yehuda Chayate is the one who wrote this document. But now Rebbe got even more upset. When Rebbe heard his son say this to him, he says, Klach min lashon hara zeh. Go away from this lashon hara, from this sin of saying bad things about people. And so he got upset at his son Rebbe Shimon for telling him that Rebbe Yehuda Chayata was the one who had written the Get Mekusher. And then in this context, the Gemara tells us another story. Zimnin hava Yosef kamei. The Kaposik Sidra, that one time Rebbe Shimon was sitting in front of Rebbe, and Rebbe completed one of the books of Tehillim. The book of Tehillim is divided into five separate books, and Rebbe had finished one of these books, and Rebbe said after he finished the books, he praised the writing. He says, Kama Miyushar Ksavzeh, how beautiful is the writing of this book of Tehillim. It was just written from a technical perspective. The scribe had written it beautifully. So Rebbe's son said to him, don't praise me. Lav ana kasavte. I'm not the one who wrote it. Yehuda Chayata Kasve. Yehuda Chayata is the one who had written it. Of course, Yehuda Chayata is the one who in the previous story had been criticized by Rebbe Shimon for being the one who wrote the Get Mekusher. So now he's being praised for having written the Book of Tehillim properly. So Rebbe also got upset at this. He says, Klach Miloshen Harazet, separate yourself from this bad talk. And Gemara immediately questions this. This is not bad talk. I understand in the first story where he says he wrote a Get Mekusher, that was bad talk. But in this story, my Lashon Harayika, what did he say that was wrong? He just praised him for writing a beautiful book. He said, I didn't write it. Rabbi Yehuda Chayata wrote it. So the Gemara answers, no, because we have a teaching of Rav Dimi from Erech in the Tana Rav Dimi, Yahuwah the Rav Safra. The Rav Dimi taught us, Lo'olam al yisaper adam betovaso shachavero. A person should never bother to praise his friend. Why? Shemitoch tovaso bali deiro aso. Because from coming to praise this person, in the end, you're going to end up criticizing him. And so therefore, Rebbe was upset that Rebbe Shimon praised Rebbe Yehuda Chayata for writing this, because he never should have written it. He never should have praised him, because he says that's going to come, and as a result of praising him, you're going to end up criticizing him. So there's a lot of discussion about this. What do you mean you're not allowed to praise somebody? So Rashi in the Gemara Erechin explains, because the practice is, whenever you praise somebody, immediately people always come and qualify and say, yeah, he does that good, but the other thing, he doesn't do so well. So immediately it's going to lead, even though it starts off by being praiseworthy, it often becomes a criticism shortly after. The Rambam in Hilchos Deos, chapter 7, Halacha Dalet, says that it's prohibited only if you're in front of an enemy. You can't praise somebody in front of somebody who you know doesn't like that person, because you're just like tantalizing them, and you're going to lead them to to criticize them. And so since Rebbe had already criticized Rebbe Yehuda Chayata for writing a Get Mekusher when he shouldn't have done it, therefore Rebbe should have been sensitized to this. And he was wrong for him to praise Rebbe Yehuda Chayata in front of Rebbe for this reason. And so too the Marsha asks, why is this considered excessive praise, that which Rebbe Shimon said about Rebbe Yehuda Chayata? He said he wrote the book, this specific book of Tehillim. How is that excessive praise? So the Marsha answers, no, because it was a type of praise which he knew would lead to an insult, because Rebbe had previously criticized him. So if you're going to praise somebody who you know this person has critical thoughts about the other person, it's the type of praise that's going to lead to a criticism, and that's what's prohibited. In general, it's okay to praise somebody, but if it's a praise that's going to lead to a criticism, that's what's problematic. And so too the Maharal says that only if the chisaron, if the deficiency in this person is connected to the shevach, to the praise that you've given, is it prohibited. But if there's no deficiency connected to the shevach, if it's unrelated, then it's totally okay. And indeed, the Chasam Sofer says certainly it's okay to praise a tzaddik. It's a good thing. It's a great mitzvah to praise a tzaddik. It's only a problem if it's mile de alma, if it's something that's not of meaning or of great value, then you should avoid praising. But if the praise is of great value and meaning, it's a beautiful thing to do, to praise somebody. That's what the Chasam Sofer says.